Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Let's pray, family. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, let's open them to Hebrews chapter 10. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 10. And let's read our foundational scriptures we are using for our teaching on not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Again, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So if you have found Hebrews 10, we're going to start reading at verse 19 through 25. And it says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiness of the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Verse 22, let us draw near. Please underline the words, let us draw near. Your Bible is your workbook, so you should be able to write in it. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, it says, let us hold fast the confession. Please underline, let us hold fast. That word confession, it really means our trust in God's promises of what God has eternally afforded the believer. So 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Verse 24, and let us consider, please underline the word, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. So we see love and good works is just not automatic. It must be stirred up. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. The day approaching is Jesus the Christ's return. We are to put a priority on other believers, and this requires concentrated thought. It is important to encourage fellow Christians in the spirit of spiritual companionship. We should not be indifferent to others, but seek their best interests. Love and good works follow faith. Love and good works follow faith. Our purpose as believers is to stir up Christians to love and do good works. In other words, stimulate each other with the word of God. It is done by the assembling of ourselves together in a church setting. Corporate action is important within the Christian community. Individuals cannot do the work of Christ alone. That is why we need to be aware of the capacities of others. Some believers to whom the book of Hebrews was written were about to break fellowship with their Christian brothers. Isn't that something? Here we have Christians that wanted to break fellowship with their fellow Christian brothers. Christians should never abandon meeting together. One purpose for meeting together is to meet each other's spiritual needs. Amen. Go to Proverbs 27, and let's read what it says about this. Proverbs chapter 27. And let's read verse number 17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So we should meet together because iron sharpens iron. Amen. There is biblical basis for corporate assembling together as Christians. Our assembling as believers is a foretaste of heaven itself. It's letting us know in advance what we're going to be doing in heaven, because we're going to be assembling together, amen, and worshiping our Heavenly Father. The day approaching is the reality of Christ's return and the assembling of Christians in a church setting that has an ethical effect on the believer who anticipates that day. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am certainly anticipating the day our Lord and Savior returns. This teaching is exposing the deception of Satan and his works to attempt to destroy the body of Christ by devising all types of methods for them not wanting to attend church. It is interesting because some of their reasons for not wanting to continue attending church are somewhat futuristic and can be helpful in their continuance in going to church if they used it correctly. Now, our last time together, we were looking at reason number two, which was seeking spiritual fulfillment elsewhere. Seeking spiritual fulfillment elsewhere. They claim that the increasing influence of media and the online world has exposed us to many new ways of life, including new spiritualities and spiritual practices. Did you get that? They claim that they are seeking new spiritual fulfillment elsewhere, and that it gives them, check this out, it gives them many new ways of life, including new spiritualities and spiritual practices. Now, as a result, a large number of people are choosing to meet their spiritual needs through other practices such as meditation and yoga, instead of going to a traditional church setting. Now, I want you to pay attention because it says they claim that the increasing influence of media, and media does have a mighty influence on people's thinkings and their actions, but they claim that the influence of media and the online world has exposed us. Now that us, that puts us in it too, has exposed us to many new ways of life, including new spiritualities and spiritual practices. And as a result, a large number of young people are choosing to receive their spiritual needs through practices such as meditation and yoga, instead of going to a traditional church setting. Now, since they use the word us, they have brought us into the conversation. Amen. Now, we are going to look at this, and we're not going to argue, and we're not condemning anyone or group, but we are going to be prepared to give a defense for their reasoning of not wanting to continue attending church. These forms of media influences and the online world exposure can be a form of newspapers, local or international news reporting, radio, television, the internet, and the social media services. Forms of social interaction and social relations such as Facebook, MySpace, Meetup, couch surfing, which facilitates both online and offline interactions. On the surface, there is nothing wrong with these forms because they're neutral and cause no immediate threat. But the information that is being assimilated and transmitted, either written, spoken, or seen on these forms, that can manipulate the individual. Amen. Which can cause them to go down the wrong road, the wrong way. Instead of life, prosperity, and health, they end up with death, poverty, and sickness. Please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Again, that's Proverbs, chapter 14. And let's go to verse number 12. Now, I said that individuals that watch these particular type of forms, if they're not careful, it will take them down the wrong way. So Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. So we have to be very careful when we look at these particular type of forms, we have to remember, amen, we have to remember and understand that Satan is the god of this age. If we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it tells us that Satan is the god of this age. Now, these new forms are good, and because they are neutral in context, God created them for our use. But we must use them in accordance with God's word. Satan controls and monitors those forms. So being careful what you hear and being careful how you hear is so very important, because faith comes by hearing. Amen. We must understand there are no new spiritualities or spiritual practices. Repeat that. We must understand that there are no new spiritualities or spiritual practices. Amen. No new ones that are from Almighty God. Now, there is some deception out there, because we know Satan only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he has his demonic demons and angels out there trying to poison us with the deception. Amen. So please turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. And let's look at verse number 9 and 10. And it says, that which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Uh-oh, there it is. There is nothing new under the sun. Verse 10, is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us. So what you might think is new, it's not new. It has already been played. This record is just being played again. The deception of Satan. That's why the word tells us that we must be careful what we hear, and be careful how we hear. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. And certainly what you hear in your spirit, you're going to get belief for it. And if you believe it, then you're going to act on it. Amen. So we must be careful. There will not be any new spiritualities or spiritual practices. Let's see. Go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And let's look at a couple of scriptures here that I think that will give us some kind of warning or heads up in relation to these new spiritualities and spiritual practices. Matthew 24, we're going to begin with verse number 4. And it says, for many will come in my name. It says, for many. Now, that's an awesome statement. He could have just said, for they will come in my name. He says, no, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. So many will come, and many will deceive. That's why you have to be careful what you hear, and be careful how you hear. And then let's go to verse number 24. That's Matthew 24, 24. And it says, for false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Let me repeat that. I think that's an awesome statement right there. It says, for false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Now, it's sad that I'm getting ready to say this, but there are many prophets, pastors, evangelists, pastor teachers that have been deceived. Amen. They have seen these wonders over the internet, and it's, you know, they've been deceived because they believe it. They haven't tested the spirits to find out if they're from God. And they just go along with what they see. But we have to be very careful, because Satan is the god of this world, and he is very, very deceptive. Amen? So I just wanted to let you know that the Word of God tells us that there are false Christs, false prophets, and many will come in the name of Christ. And they will show great signs. I mean, great signs that will impress you. But have no fear, because God is here. We know what to do. We have to test each spirit. Amen? Now, the Word informs us in John 4:24, that God is spirit. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. So God sets the bar when it comes to your spiritual practice, not the media or the online practices. Yoga and meditation cannot meet your spiritual needs. Only fellowship with other Christians of like precious faith in a church environment where the Holy Spirit is present and moving can do that. Amen. Yoga, let me tell you what yoga is. Yoga is a Hindu ascetic discipline, which includes breath control, simple meditation, and the adoption of specific body postures, and is widely practiced for health and relaxation. Just like faith, in its simplest form, which is acting on what you believe, then yoga, in its simplest form, is breathing exercises with body postures, in its simplest form. What Satan has done is added spiritual to its title and meaning to draw people to it. But once you get to it, you'll find out it's not really grass. It's artificial turf. I am not against yoga, because just like money, yoga is neutral. But it is how Satan has twisted the terminology to call it spiritual that I have an issue with. That's why the Word tells us to not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Now, if you want to do yoga, that's okay with me. But after you finish your yoga class, you better come down to Kansas City Christian Faith Center or any other local church and have fellowship with Christians of like precious faith. Amen? Now, when I began this teaching, I said there were 17 reasons why young people no longer want to go to church. That is what the article stated. But as I was studying and reading over these 17 reasons, I realized that there were some that overlap. So we're not going to go over all 17, because some of them overlap and they're the same thing. So we're going to incorporate them into the particular reasoning why, okay? Now, the next reason for not going to church is this: the desire for inclusivity and acceptance. The desire for inclusivity and acceptance. And the next one is desire for genuine community and connection. Now, let me read you what the caption said about desire for inclusivity and acceptance. But first, let me tell you what inclusivity means. It's from the word inclusive, which means the practice or policy of providing equal access to opportunities and resources for people who might otherwise be excluded or marginalized, such as those having physical or intellectual disabilities or belonging to other minority groups. That's what inclusivity means. Amen. Now, the word accepted means the action or process of being received as adequate or suitable, typically to be admitted into a group, agreement with or belief in an idea, opinion, or explanation, such as the acceptance of the teaching of the church. Now, let me also read now the caption under that particular title. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for this teaching, but please join us when we continue our teaching on not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves. But till then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.